Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We always focus on the negative on this show.
A bit.
What?
Can I give some inside baseball stuff?
No.
Like behind the scenes? Management kind of always thought it was me. and then Tia kind of fell into it. And Aaron's just like a cynical piece of... And then we found this little cherub, this little nice girl who was going to come in and brighten this joint up. How long did it take before we broke her?
Probably 3 days.
Three days max.
Yeah.
And now you're as bad, if not worse than us.
No,
You're so negative.
I'm not worse than you.
I don't think she's as like perpetually negative as we are.
Yeah.
She just has
she's so right. I got meh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Meh.
But we're all going to put that down right now. Yeah. Everybody, get one out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it.
Aaron.
Oh, I already did.
There we go.
Now, we're going to do happy stories. We're going to do your happiest holiday. Do you have a memory? Because it's so easy to go, like I tell the story where I didn't get the guitar. Or like, I gave a girl a ring and she gave me a hairbrush. And I'm like, what?
You gave her a ring?
It's a promise ring.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
See? It happened. What
the hell is wrong with you?
A lot.
But yeah, so like we want to hear that memory that's just like, it was just something magical. Like you found out you were cancer free on the, I don't know.
Yeah.
That'd be one.
Yeah.
Right? Does anybody have, or like... Your kid came home from the military. Like, those videos get me. Oh.
Yeah. I don't have anything that good.
Okay, what do you have?
I can't remember exactly how old I was. I think I was like 7. And we did Christmas morning and opened our gifts from Santa, opened our gifts from like each other. And then my parents go, actually, there's one more. And it was a weird shaped wrapped present. And they're like, it's for all four of you. Unwrap it together. And it was a basket of dog toys. And we had never had a dog before. Yeah, we had never had a dog before. Like, had cats, guinea pigs, hamsters, all this stuff. Never had a dog. And 2 days later, my mom went and picked up our puppy.
So you had 2 days of anticipation,
of like talking about what we were going
to name. I'm sorry. No, but I'm like, they weren't ready to pay it off. No, I'm just like.
The puppy wasn't ready yet. And maybe it wasn't 2 days. We may have gone on a few days trip. That might have been a big year. But we were like talking about what to name the puppy and getting so excited.
But just the magic of the dog is like such.
That's awesome.
I know what it was. The dog had just been born.
Mm. Oh, so we had to wait like 8 weeks.
It was 8 weeks. Yeah, so it was like, oh my gosh, let's go shopping for like the crate and the toys.
Did you get to go visit it though during the time? During the 8 weeks? You don't even get to see it at all.
No, we just had a picture of him. That was my first dog ever, Landry. Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry for my minor misstep of a...
Thank you.
In the middle of that. If you have a happy holiday memory, this is when we'd love for you to call and share it, and we promise to not... 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
Mine's pretty simple. I'm sure Slacker can relate. It was the year my daughter was born, because she was about 9 months old when Christmas came around, and the first Christmas, being a family of four, being down, like Santa came, and then seeing just the two, my son and daughter, just go for the stockings, and they're just in it together. They're brother and sister, like you said. They're in it together, and my wife and I are just sitting
them
on the couch.
Hauling butt down the stairs.
Yeah.
Well, it's such a...
She was 9 months old, so...
Well, but like him, and like, come on.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because he wants his sister to like also...
Taking care of her.
That's
and
so
then also
cute.
they're not really paying attention to us. They're doing their thing as kids, and we're just watching. It's the best.
There's something when you're living that movie trope, like you've got your hot chocolate, and there's just wrapping paper everywhere, and you're just like...
Put it in the bag.
Oh, you
no! Oh my
you
God! There's
your own story.
Yeah,
you
did. Right.
Wow!
It's just—it's such a magical.
Save the bows. We can use them.
Again. But like, you're a man too. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's something about it's your kids.
Oh yeah.
In your house.
It's very surreal.
Your fireplace. Yep. Like your YouTube with the other fireplace on it.
Right. This like gets me, like I don't know if
so
I felt
pumped.
Like I was about to cry. But
it's so.
I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm about to cry for sure. It's the best.
It's the magic of Christmas. Yeah.
It is. And it's not even about, it is when you truly realize it's not about receiving. It's about giving because you're just looking at your kids and they're like, Santa. And then dad got us this. And you're like, they just got everything and you're so.
And seeing Big Brother pick out like, oh, this one's for you, Hayes. And giving her the present. Can't beat it.
Goosebumps.
Can't beat it.
Yeah.
Okay. Aaron, do you have one?
Yeah, it's not involving Christmas. It's my favorite holiday, St. Patrick's Day. I used to dance in the parade here.
Oh.
And so that was always a...
Your happiest holiday was like...
Oh, yeah. Showing off downtown.
It's... Yeah. But were you aware of how drunk everybody was?
Yeah, because then we would go to Fido's and my friend's mom played the violin there and we would dance and hang out at the bar.
Oh, my gosh.
Because there's something also about... Did you pop? Cause like when we've gone down to St. Patrick's Day, like hop from bar to bar,
As like, a kid,
because the entertainers going to different bars, it's so magical. You're like, oh my God, here come the bagpipers, here come the dancers, and you're just like, oh, and you are one of them.
Yeah.
And people are so happy to see you. And like if you're young, you don't realize they might barf on you.
Right.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
That part I didn't know. I was
you
just
didn't
like,
know. You're
fine.
Like, oh my God, they're so happy.
They're in good moods.
Okay. So if you have a happy holiday memory. We're not going to We're just going to hear it. We want to hear your happiest holiday ever. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So what are we calling this? The happiest holiday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The weird thing is I don't think people know what to do. Because they don't know how to react when we're positive.
Yeah.
They're like, wait, no, I want to talk about the time I...
Yeah, they're trying that thing again. I don't know.
Yeah, they're trying to be... positive. I was trying to remember my happiest holiday since you all went.
Yeah.
And mine's kind of weird. It sounds a little pretentious, but like I have this memory of the first year we decided that like we're done with buying all these toys.
Yeah.
And we were like, would you choose toys or a trip? And they chose a trip. And we went to, I think we went to Cabo.
Ooh.
And we're in Cabo. It's Christmas Eve. We had this incredible dinner. It's just like, we were so happy. It's like what you described, the family of four. And they're like, we don't need presents. We got to be in the pool all day and the whole
Everyone's relaxed.
It was so great. And then we woke up in the morning. And I don't understand how this man does it. But Santa found us in Mexico.
What? Wow.
It was wild. It was like, but you guys chose the trip over presents,
but
that was from us.
Yeah.
But Santa still somehow just worked us into the Mexico drop. They got like AirPods and stuff. And it
was
like,
gosh.
Yeah. And it was like under their.
Oh, cool.
He's so sneaky. He got it under their pillows.
What?
Because we didn't have a tree.
The Tooth Fairy, I don't know. They're collabing.
I mean, I think he probably got some advice. He probably made a call.
Sure.
Yeah. He was like, how do you get... And it was just like, I just remember them going, no way.
Oh.
That's cute.
Your stories make me someday want to do
you're
like a trip for
it's
the
so awesome.
Once then, the kids are out of the T-Hack age. Yeah.
Because you create a memory that 35? Money can't buy.
Also,
yeah, where you want to go?
I speak of my future children like they're here all the time.
I know. It's
horrifying.
Weird. Let's get started with Allie.
Hi.
What was your happiest holiday?
I spent it in Switzerland in a little village in a 16th century miller's house. And we had the natural Christmas tree with the candles and the Christmas Eve dinner. And then afterwards, we heard the carolers singing, went to midnight mass, walked to midnight mass, and it was snowing.
Oh my gosh.
And we had Krampus go through the town.
Are you sure this is my dream? That is my goal. Like, that's what I want to see. Yeah. Well, and Krampus.
It was beautiful, and it's just one of the best holiday memories I've ever had in my life.
Are you getting, I don't want to, like, put words, like, are you getting choked up even thinking about it? Because, like, you're describing it feels like a movie. It doesn't feel like it's real.
Yes. No, it didn't feel real at all. And it was, I mean, it was obviously a modernized Miller's house, but you could still see the wheel. You could see the storage areas where they had the meat and potatoes. And you know, they all three kids played the violin, and so they would play Christmas music during dinner and during dessert, and it was just my own Hallmark movie. It was beautiful.
My kids
did you say candles in the tree?
Yeah, they are real candles, so they don't do the grotesque Christmas trees like we do here. I mean, I love the grotesque and kitschy trees, but it's very simple, very natural Christmas trees, real Christmas trees,
and
they have real candles.
No fire hazard.
I know it feels counterintuitive, but that's
the
like,
thing,
there
but...
was Christmas trees before electricity,
that's
so they
true.
Had to light them up with
that's very
fire.
Cool. Very dangerous.
So it was beautiful.
Oh my God.
It was beautiful.
Are there pictures
and it
from it?
Once in a lifetime. Yes, I do. I have a scrapbook of it. I did a gap year program, and so I was able to travel around Europe.
Oh my God!
And
feel
it was
free to DM
to
us some photos.
Yeah, please DM some photos to us because it's like
okay.
that. You're gonna make me cry.
Yeah.
Indoor plumbing while you were there.
What are you doing? You know what you're doing? You know what that was?
No, she said modernized. So I'm checking.
Okay.
I mean, I did
heated
remind
flooring.
Me.
I've never had heated flooring in the bathroom, and then it was heated
what?
Flooring, and this was in the 90s, late 90s, and so it was amazing.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And this was in the Alps, so it was just beautiful.
Oh my God. Thank you, Allie. Appreciate
too
the call.
Jealous.
Matt?
Yeah.
Happiest holiday. What was yours?
Yeah, so years ago, I got a new job. I was working in North Dakota, and I wasn't going to be home for Christmas, and my wife and two little kids were just going to celebrate without me. And then last minute, my boss let me go home on Christmas Eve. I showed up at home on Christmas morning at 6 a.m. and called my wife and told her that I had a last-minute present delivered, and then she opened the door, and I was home for Christmas.
Aww. I have chills through my whole body.
Mm.
Yeah.
Was she alone?
Okay, don't do it!
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. All I gotta do is do this.
Yep.
My responsibility here.
News! News!
No! No!
News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Just wanted to acknowledge each of you with a head nod there. The radio listeners couldn't see it, but I think we did exceptionally well on that.
Good evening.
Good evening. Is there any? Do you guys? Can I just? Okay, I'm gonna hand break the show.
Already,
Do you guys?
I said two words. By the way,
do you guys? Do all three of you want to go first, or does nobody want to go first? It feels like the Spider-Man meme every day when I hit the thing. It's like, who's gonna go?
Well, I never. If someone wants to go first, I never want to stomp on it.
So you just sit there and wait to see if anybody's gonna go.
Because Erin, in particular, if she has a story that she wants first, she'll make sure.
She just bum rushes everybody.
And I feel like I never quite have the breaking news that Erica and Erin have. So I feel like mine just isn't.
Because you pick your story like 3-4 days in advance, even though this is supposed to be the cutting edge of the news.
I've got next week's ready.
Yeah, okay.
And I pick my story as we're doing this. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I have two up. I always have 2 to 5 up, and then I decide as
you
we're
do.
Going.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you about Olivia Dean. You know Olivia Dean, we're playing her, Man I Need.
Yes, someone at my dentist office said you need to get into, came to Alice in Winterland. They said, your next hit artist is Olivia Dean. I was unaware that we were playing her, and now you can't swing a dead cat without hearing this woman.
That's exactly right.
She's so good.
I actually think we should talk to our bosses about just booking her for next year's Winterland already.
You? She's probably going to be impossible.
I was going to say, she might
to town in July. Yeah. She's touring.
Is she coming to Red Rocks?
No, she's doing Ball. I already looked at
tickets.
Already
she's big enough.
Ball?
Yeah, so
she's that big.
Oh,
so
man.
She was talking recently about when actually her tour went on sale. She was looking at the things she was tagged in, and she found a single mom who was like, I connected so much with this album, but I can't afford a ticket. I can afford gas and a babysitter, but I can't get a ticket. And so I think Olivia gave her a ticket.
She did.
But then she spoke out about all the like ticket price gouging and like resale issues and all of that. And I can't remember exactly what she did, but I remember getting the email that was like, she is not allowing tickets to get above a certain price.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that too.
So resellers, she's somehow stopping, like the tickets can't be transferred a bunch?
I believe.
Yeah,
other artists have tried this.
Face value exchange for the tour only. Come on, that's amazing.
I know, but how do you actually police it?
I don't know.
So StubHub's like, can't do it.
I think it's Ticketmaster is the only place you can
exchange.
And it's
like, if you try to exchange, if you try to transfer it for anything other than,
Because I saw the article or the headline about this, and a lot of the comments that I saw were like, oh, this has been an option all along?
Right.
Yeah.
Every other artist ever?
Could have done this?
Oh.
Also, just because a scammer gets a ticket and then sells it for a bunch of money, that money doesn't go to the artist anyway.
No, it doesn't. Of course not. So, it goes to the scammer.
Right. So it's like, so why aren't more people
just
saying stop
going it?
Face value only.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's the beginning of a movement now that people know that's an option.
But that's the thing is I don't, again, it's not the artist, it's the scalper and the company.
Here's
the
weird
thing.
She wants
the right people to be at her show.
Yeah.
Because I've just started to get into her music and I don't watch videos, she's like Teddy Swims to me. Like when I first heard Teddy Swims, I'm like, and then I saw him, I'm like, no effing way, that's him. I have no idea what this woman looks like. I don't know if she's young or old. I don't know ethnicity.
Really?
I don't know anything about it. She's got old soul voice. She does not. So if she looks like Sabrina Carpenter, I'd be floored.
She does not.
No.
Okay.
Look like Sabrina.
No,
all right, I'm going to go look her up.
Okay.
Good evening. A shocking expose.
Hold
that
on.
Slacker has been living up to his name.
What are you doing?
And been slacking.
This story's about me?
Yes. This is about Slacker.
Do I have the N word? Do I have it? Not that N word.
Did you use it?
I don't know if I did.
I thought someone used it.
I don't know. I think that we really need to know what this is.
Touch Tunes has released their most played song on the platform.
For the love of God, are you really doing this?
And once again, Slacker has work to do because The Greatest Showman, as you like to put on at your friends' bars
if
when you're not there.
If you own a bar and you have Touch Tunes and I've ever been there, if the clientele would hate The Greatest Showman, I want you to know that I play it. I go back to even bars that I don't know the owners of.
And you'll just be like, oh, I was there once. I'll just play it.
Yeah.
Can I have one more quick aside?
Okay.
Your loved ones, your aunts, your uncles, anyone has been a member of the armed services and visits the American Legion post in Longmont, Colorado, and you've seen fisticuffs over who the hell played that song. That's me. The American Legion, we had the end of my father's funeral up there, and it's just a bunch of grizzled old soldiers sitting there. And as I was walking out, I began a playlist of songs like Barbie Girl just to
lighten the mood.
Just to know, because every song played in there is like Foghat, AC/DC, whatever. And I'm like, they're going to look at each other and wonder who did this. So I did that. Just so you know, if, when Barbie Girl plays, that's me. That's
and
Slacker.
And you continue to go back.
Oh, no, you can do it from your house. I just like wake up sometimes and I'm
part.
Like, American Legion, I play Barbie Girl, and at Papa's something, Papa's Public House, I play Greatest Showman a truck ton.
What is the top song?
For the second year in a row, surprisingly.
Can we guess?
Yeah, do you want to guess? It was last year too.
Oh, so it's pop.
Two
it's
in a row.
I have to think like Teddy Swims Lose Control.
It's at a bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, so it's going to be, I always gravitate towards like AC/DC. Like something like everybody wants to hear Highway to Hell or something.
I got it. So far, Erica's closer.
Okay.
She's not right, but she's closer.
It's a beer drinking song. It's got to be a beer drinking song.
Mm-hmm.
What's a beer drinking song?
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh.
For the second year in a row, Shaboozy, a bar song, Tipsy.
Shut up.
Wow.
The most played song.
It costs you like a dollar for a 2 minute song.
I know.
Yeah, but it's still a good song.
Okay. And he'll just, Friday nights, he's in his house for hours.
Just like, what?
Playing songs.
He is. He probably is.
Oh, you.
Oh, me. I never play that song. Sorry. Okay. That was good. That was a good story. Okay. I will start pumping up. I'm going
to
play.
I want next year to be surprise
it's gotta be
number
greatest,
one.
Greatest Showman.
Greatest Showman.
Yeah. Greatest Showman. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The premiere for the second part, the second volume of Stranger Things has been released. And someone thinks that they found a spoiler.
Or you mean the trailer?
Yes.
Okay, so you said premiere.
Sorry. Yeah, the second trailer for
it.
Okay.
Yes. And someone went to Target and they saw some of their, what are those little guys called? The like pop.
Oh, Funko Pop.
Funko Pop. They found one of a character. And we think this character is not going to make it.
Wait, and because of the Funko Pop?
Because he matches another character who we know has passed.
Are you going to tell us?
I don't want to get angry text.
She said enough. She said
wow.
He.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I feel like this happened before with Stranger Things, with like some sort of merch release or the board game gave it away.
No,
like
one of the kids went on the hot wings.
One?
Yes. And was like, Noah, who plays Will,
he could,
did three massive spoilers.
Oh. Yeah, but when they were filming, they were like, you cannot, Noah, you're not getting the full script because we don't trust you.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
All right, so if you want to know the spoilers, go watch the trip. Go to Target.
Maybe I'll post it and be like, hey, spoiler ahead. Okay. Potential spoiler.
Oh.
This was the greatest news or no.
It really was.
The greatest show.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I hate doing station show maintenance on the air, but I have to ask a question. Have we pulled down the link for the Christmas card?
That's a good question.
We need to, before we just need to make sure that's not no longer active. So we asked you a while ago, we kind of brainstormed on the air about like, should we get matching pajamas? Should we take a Christmas card picture? Who would be interested in receiving a Christmas card from us?
It has ended.
It has ended. Yeah. So it's not on the website anymore.
Correct. Yeah.
We basically live our lives like a choose your own adventure.
Yes.
But we don't get to choose it. We just go, what should we do?
And we were like, we got like 50 people like that first day or more.
Yeah, more.
That initially were like, do it. So we were like, okay. So we took some pictures, got our jammies. T-Hack sent his back.
I know. I'm so offended.
I am too.
Guys, I ordered two. I don't know that I was clear. I ordered two sizes, so I had to take the one back. I knew I'm not going to.
Yeah, the one.
I'm not going to wear them.
They're so comfy. I've worn them at least half a dozen times since.
I would never wear PJs.
Just imagine this. Okay, imagine we're the Beatles. Mm. John, Paul, George, Ringo. And then Ringo comes in. You're Ringo.
Okay.
And you're like, yeah, I got rid of my suit, man. I'm not going to wear it anymore, so I got rid of the suit.
It's like, got a haircut.
That's the suit. Yeah. That's the suit. Yeah. You're a Beatle.
I guess. If we wore the suit for one picture.
Yeah, but no, but it's like you're in the Beatles, man. Like, you got to have that suit. The one you wore on Ed Sullivan. Yeah. Or the sock. Okay, we're the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and we're walking across the same Abbey Road, and they're all just wearing the sock on their junk.
What?
Where's the sock, man? Okay. They recreated the Abbey Road picture, but they were just wearing a sock.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Yeah, sure.
You've got like red thread stuck to your head.
Where? Oh,
that's probably because of what we're about to talk about.
And he took some red thread.
Yeah, I was like, really?
This has probably been on here all day and you're just now telling me?
I'm sorry.
I went into a store like this.
Okay, well, I didn't see you before that.
I didn't see it.
Oh, okay. Okay. So
anyway, we eventually decided we're going to make the Christmas cards. We did it. And then we put a thing on the website.
Right.
And like 300 or more of you like signed up for it. We have dropped them at the post office. So we need you to be looking for it. And we'd love you to, when you get it, take a picture and post it.
Yeah. Yes. Tag us at the Slacker Show on Instagram.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Or on MySpace. Aren't we the Slacker Show on MySpace as well? Friendster?
No. I literally don't know what that is.
AOL chat room.
Facebook would work too. We prefer Instagram.
We do prefer that.
Because we can reshare your stories then.
Oh, that's I knew that.
yeah, we want to make sure you got them and make sure you're happy, you know?
There are some of you who signed up for a Christmas card. We took a bunch of you and we sent an email to you guys.
Right.
Or a direct message, and we were like, will you be home in the next few days during these certain hours? If you got that email, you should respond.
And you should be home.
You should definitely be home. Because we are going to hand deliver a few of these randomly. So more people got that email than we're actually going to show up at their house.
Right.
But like, if you got that email or that DM, you should answer. Because the reason there's red thread on my head, I tried on a Santa hat today.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yes. Before I left my house, I tried.
I actually saw it earlier, and
you did. Oh my god, that's so annoying. Yeah. But like, people, if you answered, there's a good chance you're getting a ding dong tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, is there anything else we want to say about this before we wrap it up?
No bad complaints on these, please.
What do you mean?
We said we'd love to know you got them and if you're happy with them and.
Okay. It's a free Christmas card.
I don't want to know if you're not happy with it.
We're really cute in it.
Yeah, very cute.
Okay. And just know that we can never recreate it.
I can order them again.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
TX has a list, and I want this to be very clear. This is a list.
Yes. Yes. No controversy whatsoever with this.
Or is it ranked, though?
No.
So it's just a list.
Just a, out of order. No rankings here.
I thought there was an official. Just tell us the title of the list.
This is who has the most recognizable voice in history.
The most. That means one person has it.
There are some of the responses to this question on the internet.
Can you tell me who
you guys
who did this?
The internet.
Okay, that's helpful.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of work over there at the internet.
Like, just off the top of my head, who's your first,
Gilbert Gottfried?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah,
you do.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you
do. More high pitched and nasally.
Yeah, what did you even?
Affleck. He was the Affleck duck.
He was the Affleck duck?
Yeah.
He was?
Yeah, he was. And he got dropped. He had some inappropriate jokes that they dropped him, but he was for a while.
He was?
Mm-hmm.
But what movies has he been
the
in?
The Lion King?
Oh, yeah. He's Zazu.
Yeah.
He's okay. He's currently dead, I believe.
Wait,
so.
Who was Mr. Bean in?
Oh my gosh, he did die.
Yeah, I think he died recently. Very funny comedian. And just his face is always kind of, but I think that was an act. I believe his real voice, I believe he's a lot like Larry the Cable Guy, who just like goes around and is like, hey, dude.
Oh, no, you're right. I'm sorry. Rowan Atkinson was Zazu. Then who was Gilbert Godfrey?
Wasn't he in it? He was in some sort of Disney movie.
We can't have a conversation.
I'll tell you what. My most recognizable voice, the first thing I heard of thought of was Abraham Lincoln.
Do
we have an actual recording of that?
I probably
Or is
not.
That just some actor? Is that who's the actor
sorry,
who played him?
Aladdin, not Lion King.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. I don't even know what he was in Aladdin.
The bird in Aladdin.
Oh, he was the bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think of
Daniel Day-Lewis going, do we have actual recordings of, do we really know what Abraham Lincoln sounded like?
There's no way.
I don't think we do.
I think to me, it's easy. Who? Morgan Freeman.
Oh, that's a good one.
God. But, literally God. Yeah.
But then I could go, but Taylor Swift is the most recognizable voice of our generation.
I'm going to...
I wouldn't say most recognizable, no.
What about speaking, though? I don't think people...
I could pick her out of
you can, but you're a freak.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we haven't even... Don't worry about it.
Dude. I'm just saying, on the Gilbert Gottfried, then I don't know that... Is something LaFontaine would be up there.
Ray?
That's LaMontagne.
No, that's Ray LaMontagne. It's the guy in a world. Oh. The first guy who did that. Like that, when you hear that, it's like, that's that guy. The In a World guy?
Don
LaFontaine.
Yeah.
In a World. He was like the movie trailer guy. What about the, I know I'm really dating myself.
I feel like we're only naming men.
Right, because, no, what about the AOL guy? You've got mail.
Oh, what about Siri?
Siri. Ooh.
She's a...
Or Alexa.
Yeah, those are good ones too.
Stop saying the words.
Siri, listen to the Slacker Show.
Alexa, play the Slacker Show on the Odyssey app.
Stop it.
Some of the suggestions, there are some women. Dolly Parton was one of the ones that was suggested.
Okay. Such an obvious voice.
Well, and that's interesting because you would know her speaking. Like with Taylor, you would recognize a Taylor Swift song.
For
sure.
But if
she was just doing an interview and you weren't a Swiftie, would you know, that's Taylor Swift?
I would think so, but now I can't even mimic it, so I don't know.
I don't think you could pick Taylor out. You could have there's too many people who get close. Yeah. Okay. Who's it's another Gilbert Gottfried like guy who was
Miley
in
Miley Cyrus.
I was thinking that too, the rap.
She sounds like a dude.
Oh, Macy Gray.
No.
I'm
unique, but I don't think people
it's,
you have to know who she
she's
is.
She's got a very unique voice.
I don't think you can walk up to
random. What's the define? What are we doing?
The most recognizable.
I don't
what
know.
About
okay.
Fran Drescher?
Oh.
For sure.
That was weirdly too good.
Okay, does she do that?
No, I don't think that was good. He's doing like a character on... He's doing Fran Drescher on Family Guy.
Okay.
Oh. Well,
you know what I mean? You're like it's a parody of Fran Drescher.
Okay, yeah. That
what about
guilty.
The one from Friends?
That is Fran Drescher.
Is it the same person?
Yes. She was on there for a little... Oh, no.
No, they're different.
She was basically doing a Fran Drescher impersonation.
I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh my God, Chandler Bing.
Yeah. Isn't?
Oh yeah.
She was doing
Is it Fran?
No, she's doing it. No, it's a different girl, but she clearly modeled herself after that. Hmm.
I would argue makes Fran more recognizable then.
Kind of, because somebody parodied her.
Yeah.
Parodied her.
Mm-hmm.
I have one that will make Erica very unhappy.
Okay.
He's our favorite German fellow who's not from Germany.
Oh.
It's Arnold. Everyone knows.
Gosh.
As soon as he says.
Who did you think you were going to go Hitler?
I'm fine. No.
Don't do that.
No, but I'm just
Arnold is.
You're like, the second you hear this, like California.
He's Austrian.
California.
Right.
It's like,
I'm running for the governor.
Yes, I'm running for governor. I'm, it's stupid. Was he on the list?
He is on the list. Okay. Also, which I can't do. Can anyone do Christopher Walken?
I used to could.
No, like, the only one I can is because I saw Dave Grohl when they were going on Saturday Night Live. He had asked him, like, how do you want me to pronounce your name or whatever? And he goes, the Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters. Oh, yeah, that's yeah. actually.
That's the only one I got.
The Foo Fighters.
It was a little more like a parody of it, I think.
I think it's weird you guys are avoiding the obvious one, but it's cool.
What do you mean?
Yeah, that on the list.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Let's let Aaron figure it out.
Come on.
Somebody say it. I can't go into a Target and talk like this.
I can't go into a Target and talk like this.
My God. I should normally end this right here, but now I need to hear everyone do me.
I can't go into a Target and talk like this.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I am very upset about something. I'm not quite enraged, but I am upset.
Oof.
And I'm curious if you guys have noticed this recently at the grocery store.
Oh.
Egg prices are high. We all know this.
We did.
They came down, right?
I heard cookies are going to be really.
I'm reading their back up.
Oh.
There was like a story saying making cookies for Santa is going to set you back because eggs are expensive.
Like $9.
Oh, no.
$9.
Nine?
There we go. To get like all the ingredients, it's 9. It's not just eggs that are 9.
Can I just make a recommendation for everyone? Like everyone in this room, if you like eggs, you need to get yourself an egg friend.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just like egg my friend. Buddy Josh, his parents live out in Fort Lupton. And he just was like, hey, man, do you ever eat eggs? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, okay. And now all of a sudden he just shows up with eggs at my house all the time. Because
his parents have chickens?
Yes. And they just when you have chickens, you can't eat eggs fast enough.
Mm-hmm. Right. I do need an egg friend. I thought you meant it was like an appliance.
No.
That cooks your eggs for you.
No. Yeah. I'm going to tell you this. When was the last time you had fresh eggs?
Like almost never.
They're different.
But we get happy
They're
eggs.
They're wildly different.
They're expensive and the yolk is richer.
These all taste like that.
Yeah. It's like they might
Super
be closer
Super rich
too.
Yolk. But they also sometimes have the rare and elusive. Tiak and I had the thing, the double yolk.
Yeah.
Our entire last carton.
Shut your face.
I think double all yolked? But two double yolks. Wow. Every day we lost our minds over it.
Wow.
I need it stated. I've never had a double yolk.
Ever?
Ever. Never.
That's bad luck.
To never have one?
Yeah. I've never have either.
Have you ever had?
I thought you had one recently.
My wife had one, but I've never done it.
Have you ever had? It got a little farther along in the development.
No. What that's are not. You? That's not real.
You don't have fertilized eggs. You don't eat fertilized eggs.
I've never had that.
When you've had farm fresh eggs, somehow I'm
well,
just
you know
telling
what? Thank you for confirming with me that I don't need an egg friend.
I'm telling you,
would you say that's one of your biggest fears?
Look
it up. You can crack open an egg and there can be
a little bit of a chick.
Yes.
That's disgusting. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know if I believe that.
Google it, ChatGPT. GPT Aaron. Aaron GPT, what are we calling you? Anyway,
Aaron GPT.
I'm sorry. I don't even think what you wanted to talk about was eggs. But
I did want to talk about eggs. Eggs. Because I went to the grocery store, I don't know, yesterday, day before. I checked all of the eggs in my carton to make sure they weren't cracked because a bunch of the cartons in front of them had cracks, whatever.
Ooh.
My eggs.
I buy the clear ones so you can see. Like no?
Happy egg, man. And I'm not endorsed by them. So I bring them home. We're enjoying them. This morning, I open the carton, and like 4 of them are cracked.
What?
Whoa. Dane didn't drop them. I didn't drop them. No, because then he came down and after me and opened the carton and was like, "What the heck happened to our eggs?" And I was like, "Dude, I know."
Savvy B, Erica. No, Savvy B, Erica.
I don't drink Savvy B's on the weekdays.
Did you have to say it like that?
I don't know why.
What are you doing?
So I don't know. We're convinced that maybe. They got too cold at the store and then we brought them home and they like...
No, that's not a real thing.
Then why were so many of them cracked when we did? I guarantee you we did nothing.
Are you sure?
Unless Swanson is learning how to jump up and open the fridge and then get in
why
there to
he
our
just
eggs?
Randomly crack eggs? That's not something a dog would do.
I know. That's why I'm telling you. I guarantee this didn't happen.
Do we need to set up a camera or something? Do we need to set up a sting operation?
Like, do you bring them back to the grocery store and you're like, I spent $9 on these eggs?
You can't still eat them?
Not if they're
cracked. I would want to, yeah.
Why?
It might be bad.
What? How would they be bad?
That seems like the number
how
one
way.
How
do they get cracked open by themselves? Yeah. Might be bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that little embryo inside is trying to get out.
You know what? I'll never eat eggs again.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, okay. Since the song is over.
Yes, okay. That's a good point. Okay, so.
First day on the job, Erica?
Honestly, first day in this brain, apparently.
Okay, no, you just got to go here. Like, I don't know how we talk about this, but there's a revolution coming.
And I don't know if everyone is feeling it in the world. Also, if you could hear my jingle bells, it's because they're on my
spectrum. It's a little weird.
Sorry. I don't know if everyone in the world is feeling this. So if you are, and you're not in like our orbit, the four of us, text us. Oh, gosh, isn't that just counterintuitive?
No, you can still like.
Text us because I'm curious about it. 303-222-5423.
God, you're crushing it.
I really am. It's about wellness and not using your phone. And there is like a direct correlation. I'm now seeing a naturopath. I'm on a very big wellness journey.
What's a naturopath? Can you explain
a
that to me?
A natural doctor. So they wouldn't prescribe me like medicines or like antibiotics,
but
or
might
anything.
They vitamins and peptides and stuff?
So far, just vitamins, supplements.
Laughter.
you know, perhaps. She didn't put that in the
I can't
order.
Tell if you're being serious or not, but that was very cute.
Thank you.
Oh. Okay, wait. Total side note to this because I know T Hack and maybe Aaron now too. T Hack and Slacker are kind of into this whole like the grounding
and the crystals.
Like,
and
have you guys looked into the benefits of a vibration plate?
I have one.
I started doing it.
It's amazing. Are you tapping?
What? No, I'm not tapping.
No. It's really do the vibration plate. There's a couple of YouTube videos and stuff, but like what the vibration plate is supposed to be doing is draining your lymphatic system.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to tap it out. Like there's places where you're trying to like, you relax your jaw, like right when you get on it.
Right.
Like, and there's, I even do like 10 minute workouts on it.
Yeah, I've heard
you're
about
doing.
That.
Oh.
But like, no, you to warm up, yet. You got to tap out. You got to like open up your lymphatic system to get it. Dude, I bought one with my flex spending last year when I bought my PEMF mat and I bought my red light. I also bought a vibration plate.
Oh, yes.
They're awesome. It's in a closet and I'd forgotten I have it. Thank you. I'm going to get it back out.
Yeah. My mom has one. The last time we visited, she had one.
Did you get on it?
I got on it for a little bit. Yeah. The best was when my daughter got on it. It kind of launched her like across the room.
It's
like,
it's not great for a little bit. Yeah. Okay. And you got to take your shoes off, which you probably don't like doing, but because you want your feet on it. You want to be on it.
Yep. Okay.
I'm on it.
Do you have one?
No, at the gym.
Okay.
They have one in like a red light box.
Oh, fun. So you're getting red light and that at the same time?
Exactly.
God, that's so good.
So everyone listening to us probably thinks we're crazy now.
The woo-woo stuff is coming around, people.
But I'm all in. I am far in that I have now started the thing that I originally said was a revolution. Not scrolling in the night and not scrolling first thing in the morning. Because you are basically using all your dopamine for the day. It's horrific.
Mm.
You don't think about this. This is so great that you're doing this because I just had this talk with my son.
What?
Because he sits on his phone. Like, I get it. He's 19 years old. Like, time is limitless.
Right.
But like what I tried to explain to him without doing dopamine, because I truly believe it is the dopamine thing. It's like Steve Jobs was one of the richest people on planet Earth. And the one thing when he got stage 4 pancreatic cancer, he couldn't use his money for is time.
Mm.
You cannot buy more time. And I'm watching my son just pee time away. You're just like, who cares? Oh, I'll just sit here and watch this, like defend my tower for 40 minutes. Just like, and he's just like, oh, I got it. I'm cooking. And I'm like, you're a loser, man. You're not going to think of the next idea if you're playing a game. You're not going to find the right gift to buy your girlfriend if you're on a game. You're not going
to. Mm-hmm. I do have to say there is a fine line, though, because I struggle with I cannot sit still because.
Then don't.
No, it's bad because I can't relax. Because if I'm not doing something constantly, I'm failing. I need to be busy.
Horrible news.
Oh, good.
It's probably hormone dysregulation, which comes from using up all your dopamine.
You used all your dopamine.
Have you met my mother?
I actually have.
It's from her.
Okay, well, maybe it's different.
No, but I'm just like.
But it's like if you use up all that part of the what dopamine is like your happy brain. Yeah. You use it all in the morning or right before bed, then you're not sleeping well, and then you have less of it, and then you're just F.
Correct.
So I didn't. I genuinely didn't know you can't. You don't make more dopamine. You have like a.
You do fine, every day.
Every day. So I thought you got like something good happens and it releases dopamine. So I thought it would just happen.
You've only got a. You've got a limited. Like your brain has it, or your maybe your thyroid or wherever.
I'm not
it comes
sure
from,
which one it's coming
like,
from.
Wherever it is, it's got some. And like, oh, that cute girl just walked by. Boop. Here's a hit. Mm-hmm. Here's and like, but if you like use your supply. First thing, just laying in bed, like, ooh, puppies, ooh, a recipe, ooh,
ooh,
ooh
AI
ooh.
Bunnies doing something cute.
You like, you just took all your hits and from then the day.
You have to like sleep to get it to really be able to.
Oh, okay. Because
then it's I'm like, back. If something good, you're married, but let's use the cute girl walked by later in the day, you wouldn't care.
You're just like, eh. You're like, it's just okay. Not enough. And then when you're, I don't want to get too far in the weeds on this because I'm way down in the woo woo. But like, people with heavy anxiety. Get on an SSRI, which is a depression medication. Do you know what that does? This is so weird, but like, it's because your dopamine is low. And instead of an SRI, like this is, instead of producing more dopamine, it just goes, oh, you only have, let's say 2 milligrams. So we're just going to parse that out throughout your day. So instead of fixing the problem of you not having enough dopamine, it just goes, let's regulate that. So then you never feel great. You just feel all the time.
And so, okay. And if you're burning.
But if you would just do better with your dopamine.
Yeah.
Do better. Don't waste it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's why if you're burning it all in the morning, then at the end of the day, you're in a bad mood.
Yes.
Because nothing is making you.
And then you get yourself all ramped up just before bed when your body's trying. And you're like,
I do want to say we're not doctors.
No, we're not.
None of us are. This is the woo-woo journey that we're on. Yeah. I'm just like. But I've watched a lot of videos about this stuff.
It's okay. Well,
first thing in the morning.
Yeah, now we're done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Can I ask a question of the room?
I guess so.
Okay. There have been some holiday trivia contests that T-Hack has done.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I was trying to think about it today, and I was like,
"What do you
think? Am I misremembering it, or did I smoke you guys both times?"
No. I believe I won
both of them.
I think you won the first. I know I did terrible on the first.
You definitely won the first.
One.
I thought Aaron won the second
one. I don't
one.
Remember, yeah.
Yeah.
I would. One would think that if you beat the master, you would remember. So
or maybe it's not a big deal because you're not the master.
I never had the ick about you more than right now.
Really?
I mean, I had a visceral reaction
when
to
I
that.
Said the master.
Yeah, like get over yourself.
I'm just saying, like
No, you're doing fine. I like it.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm just saying
your game, back, baby. I think, I don't know.
No, you,
the lyric
Aaron,
one.
If you really won,
yeah,
you'd remember.
I thought you won the lyric one.
Of course, no.
I
no
definitely
way did
didn't.
She. I was like, do you remember how many times I said pancakes? I remember. Do you know why I was thinking about it? Because I was like, Parson Brown, man.
No,
Parson Brown.
I won because you got the last name of the song wrong. You said it was Walking in a Winter Wonderland, and I said...
It was Winter Wonderland.
Yeah.
It was not.
She didn't win. She's got a lone point
actually,
on that one.
I remember declaring Slacker the winner as he was breathing down my neck.
Yeah.
So technically...
Okay. Yeah, so I've won them all. I just want to know, Tiak, do you have any more trivia questions so that I could prove my prowess? Or
you do? Right?
Let's go. Okay.
I have five questions here, and I do have a tiebreaker, an ultimate kind of. We could do a winner takes all six question. Oh God! But we'll do it. We'll do the first.
Okay. We buzz
in
with our name.
This is not lyric trivia. We'll go back to the original, just general Christmas trivia.
If Figgy Pudding comes up, I might quit.
Yeah, no, that is definitely. It better not be in there. I will say this: if you want to play along in your cars, no, everyone close their text screen. You're not allowed. But if like they answer via text faster than us, then they can declare themselves winners.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I like that.
303-222-5423. Hey, close it.
It's closed.
Close it.
Yeah. Nothing. We're good.
My personal
You're
email is open.
You're such a cheater that I know. The only way you can beat me is by using the text.
Kate, what is... It's you're like, so obsessed with yourself.
You got the name wrong.
I didn't get it. I said
you're
walking in a winter one.
Kind of a loser.
I'm not.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Question
it's fine.
Number one.
Yeah.
What do the first seven gifts from my true love have in common?
Erica, are they all birds?
And they are all birds.
True love, please stop.
Yeah. Pancakes, what are birds? Sorry, it has to be in a form of a question. So
I literally,
one point for me. No points.
I literally answered in a question.
You didn't say what are birds though. That's it's on Jeopardy. That's what you have to say. So a point for me. No, none for anybody else.
Well,
I'll add you.
Erica's on the board.
It's the holiday spirit, Erica.
Okay.
Are they really all birds? Hold on.
What is
the 12 days of Christmas? It's like on the first day, a partridge in a pear tree, two turtle doves,
Three French hens.
Four calling birds.
Five golden rings.
Five golden rings. That question is incorrect. Disqualified.
No.
You said the first 8 days, and that is
the first seven.
Yeah, no.
Five.
Seven goose a laying. Six or six, seven.
Six geese a laying.
Seven.
Swans
a swinging.
Five golden rings likely refers to five ring necked pheasants, a type of bird, not literal jewelry.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's not true, so...
But I still got it.
I don't think anybody gets a point on that round because the question was... I want it noted that in the end...
If in the end I win, it doesn't count?
Correct.
You got. I don't like that I brought this in and now...
And now, because you know that...
Look what's
that's
the one that's become of us.
Five golden rings.
Here's the problem.
Yeah. Four calling birds, three French... Okay.
Question,
fine, take your
question
point,
number
loser.
Two. According to the Bible, what did the wise men bring?
Aaron, frankincense, myrrh, and gold.
They were in the wrong order. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Pancakes.
It doesn't matter.
Myrrh, gold, frankincense,
didn't say
and myrrh.
In the correct order.
So, technically, the Slagger nailed the order, but they are not order specific, I don't think.
Yeah, they are in the quantities.
It's
just like reading the ingredients of a thing. It's like if gluten's the first ingredient, it'll kill Aaron. But if it's farther down.
I don't look there. I just look for the contains wheat.
Ooh,
and then, which is at the very end.
If you think Slacker's annoying today, feel free to text 303-222-5423.
What are you doing? I want you guys, Tiak will understand this. Like sometimes you're like playing croquet or badminton or whatever with your kid and they're not good.
Okay.
Oh no, don't you. You just tried to fight both of us.
Yeah, I know.
Cause
I'm adding to the realism of this win I'm giving you.
This is actually the first time I've ever found you unbearable.
Wow. Okay. We'll get used to it, sweetheart.
Question three. What army do you associate with the kettle?
Pancakes.
The kettle.
What is the Salvation Army?
Oh.
Keeping it tight. No, okay, keeping it tight. Keeping it tight.
The answer is just Salvation Army.
It's Jeopardy rules. I want you guys to know, even though it's tied right now.
Can I Google this real quick?
I'm gonna let you in. Oh. But Google what? The Salvation Army?
Is that their logo?
It's the kettle. It's where you drop your donation.
That's not kettle? Even the Santa. I thought it was just a bucket.
It's a kettle. A giant like cauldron.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a kettle.
Huh. The dude rocking one out in front of King Soopers was ringing his bell to the beat of the music playing in the background.
Mm. Oh.
So I dropped all remaining cash on
it. Good.
Because I was like, you are crushing it.
I like that. Yeah. Attention to detail. Mm-hmm. All right. Number four. Who wrote A Christmas Carol?
Pancakes. Yeah. Dickens.
We're looking for first and last
Charles
name.
Dickens.
Why would I ever know that? I've told you. I can't even finish it.
I'm trying to keep him off the board.
I know. Okay. I know. You looked at me like, get this right.
Oh, right. Gosh. Isn't it weird how you each got a point and then I just started just...
I was in a bad mood when I walked in here today.
Not very holly and jolly in here.
It is. It's perfectly
question
holly.
Five, our last one before the winner takes all question. In the song Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, how is everyone singing?
With her mouth.
Aaron?
I think Aaron was first.
Okay, Aaron.
They're caroling?
Erica. Merrily?
No, it's... Would you like to guess before
Rocking
I give a hint?
The Christmas tree.
Well, you got a time limit.
The hint is it's the last line of the song, I believe. It's like at the very end.
Well, that's stupid. Right. You guys already guessed, so you cannot possibly
get it. I know,
but
now I'm trying to remember the lyrics.
I don't think...
Erica! In the new old-fashioned way. No.
Close. So close. It's not the new old-fashioned way.
Good old-fashioned way.
Erica's on the board!
Hold on. She got it wrong. She can't get a point after a turnover.
I don't know. You were giving us nothing, so...
Yeah, but... In a good old-fashioned way!
Okay.
Bow. No?
If you're giving her that point, then there's nothing I can do when the refs are cheating, but that's fine. So it's 2-2-1 right now.
Okay.
This is the winner take all question?
Winner takes all, and this is a tricky
one.
So
then why didn't we just do one question? If it's a winner take all question.
We should have skipped this whole thing.
Also that you could.
Yeah, no, this is great.
Be a little beat.
Winner takes all question. What are the names of Santa's 8 reindeer?
Oh, for the love.
Aaron.
Can you do them all? Because if you don't do them all, you don't.
Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Cupid. Prancer?
Yeah, you said Prancer, but I'm
we knew sorry. What now I have to start over. Dasher and Dancer, Comet and Cupid. Hold on. Prancer? Did I say that one?
No.
Now you're,
5. Rudolph.
Rudolph not.
Is not? List.
No, he's not.
He's the 9th.
That's right, because there's two by two.
Could I give it a go?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, Erica. You've got Dasher and Dancer, Comet and Cupid, Donner and Prancer.
Okay.
You're getting them out of order.
Unorthodox, but you're there.
Dancer and Comet.
Blitzen?
Blitzen and
I'm helping you out. Tag team.
There's only one more.
Uh-huh.
Donner, Blitzen, Prancer.
All the things they
but
said.
But we recall those babies, right?
That was an 8, was it?
No.
No, it was 7 plus Rudolph.
They're missing Blitzen and Vixen.
Vixen. That sneaky minx.
It was Vixen.
Yeah.
So I got the last one, which means...
We all did it.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I got a story. If you're going to rob a house, make sure you know who lives there before you do it.
Oh.
Okay. I've got a story. Don't pick fights over stupid things, guys. Don't do it.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Florida. This is the most F word story you'll ever hear.
Okay.
Because I don't want to say the state again.
Okay.
There was an incident outside of a bar in Port St. Lucie.
Port St. Lucie. That sounds familiar. Where is that?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I just Googled it. It looks like it's in Florida.
Someone's going to think someone called for help.
Okay.
So there was an argument outside of this bar, and it got completely out of control.
Mm-hmm.
There were shots fired during this argument.
That's no good.
So, you know, police pull up, and they're like, what is going on?
What is wrong with you
people? What has happened? The argument was about how many eggs a chicken can lay. The conversation got so heated.
What?
It went out into the parking lot. A man became paranoid over this argument, became agitated, and he had been drinking.
Shots fired?
Yeah, he'd been drinking, and he thought, you know what? I'm going to tell that guy. I'm going to prove to him how many eggs a chicken can lay.
He sure is.
Right.
Okay.
He drew a gun, fired 4 shots at the people who ran out into the parking lot.
Okay,
luckily,
that's
no
fine.
One was hit. And yeah, that guy's on. Multiple,
yeah, he's going to jail.
Multiple charges.
Yeah.
Okay. Can't do that.
No, you can't.
I'm impressed they weren't arguing about how many eggs roosters lay. You know, down there in Florida.
Oh,
you never,
they're so dumb.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I'm not even going to.
I don't think soccer got the joke.
Okay. My story, not from Florida, but it is from the UK.
Oh, some crumpets and
hello.
Tea.
Hello, pop of tea. Yeah.
Hello.
A fellow was going to rob a house in the UK. He decided to break in through one of the windows or whatever. He hadn't cased the joint enough to know that inside was a boxer.
A boxer. Mm.
He's a boxer.
Cute puppy.
No, not the puppy who will chew the ends of mattresses off. An actual certified, like, you know, boxer. So when the homeowner discovered the robber. Why is my accent so bad? Yeah, he just beat the living crap out of him.
Oh, yeah,
it wasn't a fair fight. He was a personal trainer and specialized in boxing and kickboxing.
Oh, okay.
So the arms and the legs.
When the
bloody hell.
When the cops came, there was not much left.
Literally, bloody hell.
Okay, those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.